Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I thought it was a fait accompli that Najee Harris was not going to be back. And now Jerry Dulac is saying he'd be more surprised if he isn't back. We'll get to that coming up in a minute. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. First, though, Jordan Hudson. You know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Oh,
48 years younger than Bill.
Oh, my God.
48 years younger. I have a daughter who's one. And at no other point in my life would this have grossed me out. It grosses me out because I frame it like this.
Oh, yeah.
That would mean that some 49-year-old out there at some point would be dating my baby girl. It's gross, man. It's gross. She's hot. Like, we all see it. She's hot. She was a cheerleader. But that's disgusting to me.
That's terrible.
48 years?
I could see. I mean, it's hard.
Like,
but
if you're in your 30s and you date someone who's, like, 21, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You might have something in common. Maybe. What do they talk about?
Let's suss it out.
Like, we're sussing it.
What could they possibly have in common? Seriously.
His money.
Yes.
That's it. Not that I'm the first person to say that, but that's what they have in common. They can't agree on a single thing. There's nothing that they could have in common. Do they like fly fishing? Like, do they have some shared interests?
Belichick used to call Facebook MyFace in the team meetings. He didn't even know what it was.
I don't know that they had airbags in cars when he was growing up. Like, they used to read the newspaper.
I mean, good for him, honestly. At the end of the day, good for him.
It's not illegal. There's nothing wrong with it, per se, other than the ick factor.
Isn't she working for him, too, like, at North Carolina? I think she's working for him.
She's working for him?
I think so.
That's got to be some sort of violation.
I mean,
48 year age difference. 48!
Where was she a cheerleader at? Where'd she go to school?
Some place I had never heard of.
Is it up in, I don't even know.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Did she go to Providence or did she go to Rhode Island?
No, wasn't one of those. I had never heard of the school before, but she was like cheerleader of the year in like 2021.
Where did they meet?
It's a great question.
Was he like at some event and like, you know,
was he Instagram lurking?
Yeah, like was her dad like, hey, here's my daughter, Jordan. And Bill's like, hey, well, she's kind of cute. Hey, you want to come to a game? I can get you tickets.
He was wearing all of his Super Bowl rings last night, which is just such a huge flex. But you will at an event like that.
Yeah.
Like, if he's wearing all of his Super Bowl rings, like when he goes out to a local Walmart, if he does, or to Target pickup or something, colossal douchebag move.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to an NFL event, yeah, you're going to wear all your Super Bowl rings. I saw a quick snippet of a video where she's like trying to walk away from whatever's happening, and he grabs her hands, you know, behind her back, and then she kind of pulls them away and just walks off.
Like she was upset?
Not upset, but like, get off me. Probably not the only time she's said those words.
It's bizarre.
412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Craig Riley probably wants us to try to get her on.
Probably.
The show.
Yeah.
Like Paige Spiranek.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if Pitt was playing North Carolina this year, if they're not, we probably could. Probably had a chance.
Man. Skeezy.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's skeezy. And then I saw Sean Payton has some.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Young girlfriend, too. And he looks like when God made him, he forgot to put in the bones. Like Sean Payton is 98% skin and fat. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia at Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, Jerry Dulac's chat. He wrote, I will tell you, there is no hometown discount with Najee Harris, but I think the chances are better he returns than not. Doran, does this team want to get better? We've had the Najee Harris conversation a bunch, and I don't think Najee Harris is a bad player. I'm not sure he's a good player, though. He's durable. There's value there. He doesn't fumble. There's massive value there. But I don't think he's ever been the guy, nor is he going to be the guy that gets you more than is blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, you can get it for a lot cheaper than a guy who Dulac says isn't going to take a hometown discount. I have nothing against Najee Harris. The person. I have nothing against Najee Harris, the player. But if I'm paying a running back, I'm paying a Derrick Henry. I'm paying a Christian McCaffrey. I'm paying a Saquon Barkley. I'm paying a James Cook. Those are the guys that are worth it for me. I'm not paying somebody who gets merely what is blocked. And I think that's what he brings to the table. I can draft that. And I actually think you can outdraft Najee Harris. With the depth of running back in this draft, I think it would be a crime against football humanity if they spent like $9 million a season on that running back when they could get one on a rookie deal in the third round.
Mm-hmm. Well, they see something different, and they see the consistency, and they think that maybe Najee can bring that, and they want that consistency. They want that staple in the running game. They've harped on that for years and years. Obviously, they want to run the football, and they think that Najee can be that vessel to do that for this type of offense. And, you know, that's not to say that they won't draft a running back still. Like, if they pay Najee, and what if they say, is Jalen Warren's deal's up, right?
Yes.
They let him walk?
I would bring Jalen Warren back and let him be 1A, 1B with a drafted player. Your offensive line's going to get better next year in theory, right? Faltanu's going to be your right tackle. Broderick Jones at left. And we can say what we will about him having plateaued at the right tackle position. He's a more talented player than Dan Moore Jr. And another year with Zach Frazier and another year with McCormick. You can make the argument that they're going to have a better offensive line next year. But that's about the offensive line. Like, okay, they're going to be better. So is it about Najee or the line?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just ready to move on. You can't bring it all back and then say everything's going to be better.
How much do you really think? And, you know, I know how we feel.
Yeah.
But how much do you think that Mike Tomlin feels, like, how good do you think Mike Tomlin feels about Jaylen Warren, honestly? Because, you know, to me, if this is true and they bring back Najee, like, I could see them part ways with Jaylen because of the fumble issues and not in the not being reliable. And Mike Tomlin, you know how he is with stuff like that.
Turnovers, like, man, means everything.
If Jaylen Warren is RB1 or RB1A with a rookie, I don't think Mike Tomlin's down with that at all. Knowing that Jaylen Warren, I mean, look at the Washington Commanders game and how many times Jaylen Warren has been in the doghouse in the last 2 years. I don't think he's down with that at all.
I know it's college and it's not the NFL, and I forget which Ohio State running back it is, so my apologies for that. One of those two guys has never fumbled in his career.
Judkins and Henderson.
Yeah. One of the two of them has never had a single fumble in their entire career.
But still a rookie.
But still a rookie. I totally understand what you're saying. Like, I'm going to hand the keys over to a fumbler and Jaylen Warren, who we don't believe probably is durable enough to be your every down number one running back.
He's been hurt
and then a
every
rookie.
Year.
Yeah. But I can't in good conscience bring Najee back if I'm them, because I feel like the running game, which was ineffective this year, how much better is it going to be next year, even with the presumed growth from the offensive line? You know, Najee's a 3.9, 4.0 yards per carry guy. If you want to be the running game, the running football team that they want to be, and that's what they want to be, then it can't be mostly about fumbles. It's got to be about being dynamic.
I agree.
And I have had some faith in this front office that they are a more progressive front office. That they didn't pick up Najee's fifth-year option told me that. I thought, okay, they view running back the way modern NFL franchises view running back. If they were to sign Najee back, man, I've even lost that bit of faith I have in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an old school mentality. And again, I understand you look at Baltimore and what they did this year with Derrick Henry, and you look at what Philadelphia has done with Saquon Barkley. I think there are exceptions. I don't think Najee Harris should even be mentioned in the same sentence as those kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, I'm not paying that guy. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Do you want Najee Harris to come back? Were you surprised by that Jerry Dulac report? People are texting in saying that Bill Belichick met his girlfriend at his daughter's birthday.
Hmm.
Someone also wrote in saying that Bill Belichick gives her a 1099 every year for working for him. And somebody else texts in that she doesn't just have daddy issues, she has grandfather issues. Wow!
I mean, seriously? Seriously?
412-928-9370. Do you want Najee Harris to come back? You can weigh in on that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm not going to read this text, Dorn, about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend who's 48 years younger than him. I'm not going to read that she's probably a dependent on his tax return.
Oh, man.
And I do have to issue an apology to Sean Payton. That was his daughter on the red carpet.
Yep.
And I think I
Megan.
Said, I think I said she was hot too.
You did.
My bad, Sean. And it turns out he's more on the nose than not about the whole Russell Wilson situation.
I mean, you said that he when whenever God made him, forgot to give him bones too. You apologized for saying that his daughter was his girlfriend, but you didn't apologize for saying that, you know, he has no bones. He has skin.
He's just skin and fat.
Just skin.
No, because I stand by that.
Oh. Okay.
That's one of my things. I can insult people really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really, I don't know, is that a good talent?
No.
I don't think
Unless
so.
You're like, no, it's not.
Roasting people.
Right.
You don't roast people, you're just mean.
That's right.
What's the one guy that's always on the celebrity roasts, like the roast on Comedy Central? He's always there.
I know Nikki Glaser's always there now.
Is she?
Yeah.
She is like a mainstay. I forget what the guy's name is. He's like a little frumpy looking dude.
I know exactly who you're talking about. He also born without bones.
Yes.
Yeah. Should the Steelers pay Najee Harris to come back? 412-928-9370. Jerry Dulac says he thinks it's more likely than not he does come back. And I hadn't even considered it. I mean, it sounded like in the Art Rooney II postseason media availability, like, he was giving him his flowers, thanking him for time well spent. I'm shocked by this. And it's not going to take up a huge chunk of your cap space, but I think you can spend the cap space a lot better. You can get a running back, not for free, but kind of for free in the draft. And Jaylen Warren's going to get a little bit of a raise, but he's not going to get a substantial raise. And I think you need to be going with speed and a dynamic guy. You don't need a plotter. That's not how you effectively run the ball anymore.
Yeah.
Especially when you are as intent on running the ball into crowded boxes as the Steelers are. You need a guy who can make people miss. And for all of Najee's incredible talents, he's not the guy who can make people miss. Texter, Jeff Ross is who
yes,
you're talking about.
Jeff Ross.
Also, Nikki Glaser apparently in town tonight.
Oh, is she?
I have a huge crush on her.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just after the Tom Brady roast? Or before that. Did you even know who she was before the kind?
I did know who she was.
Did?
Yeah, but I did not know she was that good.
She's grimy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, she don't care.
No, she'll say whatever, which I kind of do too
yeah.
off air, but she would make me feel so small that she could, like, put me in her pocket.
Yep.
And there's something about that that I like. Punish me, please. Make me feel bad about myself. Should put her on the laminated list. Just not even for that, but just so that she could belittle me and make me feel bad about myself.
Oh, man, we should have got her on.
We should have.
We've had some celebrities on before. Caliendo. We should have. Man, that'd have been great. If she had just roasted you right here. Oh.
You think she might have a thing or two to say about Belichick and his girlfriend?
Maybe.
Should we go to Angela in Beachview?
Yep.
One second before I forget. if Najee Harris comes back, I think it's just going to underscore how much say Mike Tomlin does have in the roster. Because I don't think that Omar Khan would want to spend money on a running back.
No.
I think Kevin Colbert would have. He tried to with Le'Veon, and I'm not even suggesting that was a bad idea because Le'Veon's more in the Saquon category, in the McCaffrey category, of course, than Najee Harris is. But I think that they valued the running back position back then. In my understanding, my thought process has been that Omar Khan looks at it in a more modern way. So if it goes down where Najee comes back, I think it's mostly a Tomlin thing.
Yep.
All right, now to Angela in Beachview. Sorry for getting your hopes up, Angela, and then talking.
That's okay. You know, you guys are too young to remember this, but years ago, Belichick was stupid Bonnie Bernstein at CBS and ended up getting her fired. So look that one up. But the question is not whether to keep Najee. The question is, would he want to come back here? I wouldn't. I wouldn't for any money in the world. And it all comes down to Mike Tomlin. He has no coaching tree. He goes through coordinators like crazy. Our defense that he has his fingerprints all over is predictable. Even Julian Edelman said that that's why the Patriots could beat us. We even had Kirk Herbstreit, a college announcer, say, "Where's the fire in the belly?" We have no identity, no fire, and it all comes back to him. Unless he's gone, or unless boring Rooney does something with his contract and takes some sort of power away from him, it's going to be the same old
boring
crap.
Rooney. I love that.
Boring.
Angela, I'm just curious, who you got in the Super Bowl?
Begrudgingly Philly.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, Angela.
Begrudgingly Philly.
Yeah, I mean, if I was Najee, honestly, like, would you want to come back?
No.
I mean, only thing would be with the loyalty of Mike Tomlin. We know how Mike Tomlin feels about Najee Harris, and, you know, he drafted, and Steelers drafted you, and I don't know. I would want to explore my options. I did see somewhere that, you know, the Chicago Bears would be a appropriate landing spot for Najee Harris. I could see that working. Like, I would definitely explore my options. I don't know if I would want to come back if I was Najee.
I'd want to go to a place where I'm not banging my head into a wall all the time. And while I've been critical of Najee, he has also not been aided by process or by the talent around him. It sure as heck would be nice to, like, Saquon. Saquon, because he's healthy this year, wherever he went, he was going to have a great year. But you go to Philly, great offensive line, two deep threats, and a quarterback who's not afraid to push the ball down the field. Play-action heavy system. So, okay, they're going to stack the box, but they can't do it all the time. That's a lot more fun, yep. I would have to guess.
Yep.
Like, you got 8-9 guys in the box every single time on early downs, and you're not going to check out of the play. That would drive me nuts, man. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't want to come back here from Najee. Absolutely not. I would take my chances, frankly, just about anywhere else. Tweeter Bobby, we've talked about this a bunch, Dorn. Let's start a movement for Super Bowl Saturday. No.
Why?
Make Monday a national holiday.
Or that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Push it a week and then you can get, what, President's Day. Next week's President's
Day. Which I bet is going to happen when the league eventually goes to 18 games. It'll be Super Bowl Sunday followed by President's Day. And you know what? I'm not a player. I would be okay for 18 games if only for that. If only for that.
Why?
Because then we get a day off after the Super Bowl.
Crowley, the season's over after the Super Bowl.
The day off. For me.
Oh, I thought you said for a player.
Well, I said I'm not a player, so
I think you said for the players they get a day off after the Super Bowl.
Oh no. Well, I might have said that. Like, that's not what I meant. No, I just meant like players, I don't know, do they really want to play 18 games and go through an extra week and more punishment and all that fun jazz? Like, they probably not. But I'm okay with the league going to 18 games.
Okay, got you.
Because the
yeah,
day
same.
Off.
For sure. It'd be great.
Last year, first time in my life.
But would we take the day off, though?
No, I was just going to, from our standpoint, we're still going to have to work because we got to talk about the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I care about the humans, and I care about this country, and everyone else deserves a day off.
Yeah.
Last year was the first year. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night just with buffalo chicken burps and it felt like hot lava was in like underneath my sternum. That's the age I am now. I need to not have to work the next day. Like, I'm not going to stop being a glutton. That
right,
ain't happening.
Right.
So what can you do for me? Maybe we can get an executive order on that.
That'd be great.
Get the day off after the Super Bowl. 412-928-9370. You want Najee back. Would Najee want to come back? And what's it tell us about the power dynamic within the Pittsburgh Steelers? 412-928-9370. Jaden Daniels also took a shot at Pittsburgh, and we'll get more into the big game. People are annihilating us on the text line, Dorm. Annihilating us. Saying, how many people do you really think get President's Day off? Okay, all right, fine. So make it a national holiday the day after the Super Bowl. And make it punishable by death. If your employer does not let you be off the day after the Super Bowl, lifetime in jail.
Yeah.
Make it mandatory for the entire country.
Yes.
I mean, while we're talking about goofy hypotheticals, we might as well take it to the nth degree. Why not? I would accept the Super Bowl on a Saturday. That'd be fine. I just would like it to be even better. A three-day weekend.
What? You just hop out of your seat like
that? Because the idea of having the day off after the Super Bowl is titillating to me. To say nothing about Paige Speronic. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Tony from Irwin wants to talk about Najee Harris, who Jerry Dulac says is more likely to return than not. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We good.
Good.
Good, good. I actually grew up with Jerry Dulac, McKeesport.
Oh, nice.
So I've known him forever, but let's get serious here. Since Dick LeBeau left, and since Mike Munchak left as offensive line coach, they have not been the same team. I would do anything I could to bring Mike Munchak back for number one. Number two, why are people making such a big deal about getting 1,000 yards when you're playing 17 games?
With you.
That's not
absolutely
a big deal.
With you, Tony.
That's like 58 yards. That's like 58 yards a game. What's the big deal?
Tony, you know, I think you nailed that, yeah. Because I said we've been inundated with people saying they can't get off President's Day, which sounds like a personal problem. A bunch of people texting in, four straight seasons of 1,000 yards. I don't want to say it means nothing, but it ain't the be-all, end-all. It is like 58 yards a game. Now, his durability is a strength. The fact that he never fumbles is massive, except against Philly on the toss play. Quit running the toss. Maybe that was a protest. I'm just going to drop this one so we stop running the damn play. But I don't care. Like 17 games, 1,000 yards. It means you're healthy. That's good.
It hasn't gotten you anywhere.
But it hasn't gotten you anywhere. Texter, people that work in hospitals cannot have days off. All right, well,
yeah,
forget it.
We understand.
You just forget it.
Jeez, man.
So you want everyone else to suffer too? People are so myopic, Doran.
Oh, my God.
Like, we're not going to get off the day after the Super Bowl. Unless it were a Saturday, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, then Jack Hillgrove would talk about it or something, which would be great for Jack. And we would have to wait an extra day.
Mm-hmm. Which would be great.
Darn it. If I am looking at it selfishly, then we should make the Super Bowl a Saturday night.
Saturday for sure.
Yeah. Do we know who's doing the national anthem?
No, I don't.
We do know that Kendrick Lamar is doing the halftime show, right?
Yes.
Is he going to do the safe for work versions? Or do they just let him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they going to beep him? Like, how's that going to work?
I don't know.
That's a tough ask. Radio friendly versions?
Joe Batiste? Batiste?
I have no idea who that is.
Either.
Are they from New Orleans? That sounds kind of like a...
What?
French name. Doesn't it?
I guess, yeah.
Is
he?
You can laugh.
Oh.
His music is influenced by his classical piano training and his family's history in jazz and blues. Oh, our dude's going way over. Way over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we know the jazz people, they like to milk it, man.
Yep.
He's from Metairie, Louisiana. I will accept your apology now, Doran. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. For nothing.
Texter, you know you could just take a vacation day. Interesting.
Yeah.
Good point by you.
Yep.
All right, 412-928-9370. I have a Super Bowl confession, something that's been eating at me that is, I think, quite embarrassing. Jerry Dulac says he thinks the chances of Najee Harris returning are better than the chances of Najee Harris not returning. We don't want him to come back. And it's nothing against the guy personally. But here's a text. You guys continually want to run guys out of town and get rid of coaches while forgetting that continuity does mean something in team building. It's a process. And only one team wins it all every year. Tweaking is one thing, but to just completely reshuffle the deck is just ridiculous. I did not want them to draft Najee Harris in the first round to begin with, and his contract is up.
Correct.
They didn't pick up the fifth-year option. If they were going to keep him around, that would have made the most sense. Is to just pick up the option then. Yeah. We need to stop overvaluing guys. He's a fine player. You can do better, and you can do better cheaper, and then spend money elsewhere. That's all I'm advocating for. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That's Route 19 in Peters Township. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. I don't understand the Super Bowl block pool thing.
You don't?
I don't know how it works.
What do you mean? There's 10 numbers on top, and I believe, well, 9 numbers, I think, on top, and then 9 numbers on the side. And the left side, say, is the Chiefs, and the top is the Eagles. And then you pick a block, and whatever the ending score is the number that you have on both sides. So, or halftime score. So say you have a 1, and then on the top you have a 3.
Mm-hmm.
If the score at the end of the game is 23-21, then you win because it's the second number.
Okay, that makes sense, but it hurts my head.
Yeah, it's. I mean, what if you saw it, if we had it in front of us, you would understand, and I would just show you, like, look, okay, this is the block you got. So you have numbers 3
I drew one up here, yeah.
And 1. So if the score ends in a 3 and a 1, then you win. So there's certain numbers that you want to get. You want to get 0, you want to get 1.
At halftime or
8.
And is it different for halftime and the end of the game? Like, if I have the Eagles at 3 and the Chiefs at 2, do I have the 3 for the Eagles at halftime and at the end of the game and the Chiefs with 2?
I think that varies.
Okay.
That might vary. Depends on how the pool's set up.
Because Becky texted me last. Did he text you?
No.
Texted me last night, asked if I wanted to be part of his block thing.
Yeah, it's a very easy way to win money.
It's the same reason, though, that I hate cornhole. Because I have to do math the entire time.
Yep. And everybody's rules are different.
Yes.
Every time I go play cornhole somewhere different, everybody's rules are different for whenever you get to 21. If you have to go back to 18, go back to 15, go back to 11.
Yeah.
And then if you go over, where do you go? You know, like, everybody's rules are different.
I don't like the math. Yeah. I don't like the math. Most math I'll do is during a basketball game. You know, we're down 4. Oh, we're down 12. Oh, we're down 15. Of course I'm talking about West Virginia. I'll do that math. You're constantly doing subtraction when you're watching a basketball game.
So you don't like blackjack?
No, bad. Bad at blackjack. Terrible blackjack. A lot of math.
Yep.
Really bad at it. And what's an ace worth? 1 or 10? Or what
depends.
Is
depends.
Okay.
It'll be 11, actually.
11, okay. See, I don't even know.
No, it could be, yeah.
Could pick be, one. It's
a
one. Depends.
It could be a 1.
So ace is good.
Ace is good, especially ace if you have a 10 with it.
Hmm.
So then that's blackjack.
And different block pools have different rules, like depending on where you go.
I'm sure.
See, that's the same with beer pong, but there's no math involved. Like every house has their house rules in beer pong. I can be on board with that.
Beer pong does have a lot of math because then it's like, okay, like you bring it back or... Yeah, reshuffle the cups to a diamond, and then you take one away, and then you reshuffle it to a straight line.
You're not wrong about that, but it helps that I can count the cups on the table.
Okay.
It's when I have to do the math in my head that really makes things hurt. Also, I don't understand graphs. Never have been able to like look at a graph and figure it out. It's always been a big problem with me.
Graph?
Like people will tweet out the NFL EPA numbers, and it'll be like top right corner, very good; bottom left corner, bad. So that part I understand. Like, oh, if you're in the upper right, you're good. If you're in the bottom left, you're bad. I don't know why. I don't understand it. X axis, Y axis. You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
No, that's why it's funny.
Graphs. Like people use graphs because they think it helps them visualize. It just doesn't work that way for me.
Yeah.
I don't have a good brain for that.
Just tell me.
Yeah. Right. Who's good? There it is. Just, I could do that. Like, right. Give me a list. Me I could do a list.
I could do a list.
Can't
yeah.
do a graph.
I don't have to think of why this is placed here.
Right.
Just tell me.
Just tell me. Well, the EPA, blah, blah, I don't know.
Graphs used for comparison or for like.
I know trajectory. What they're for. I just don't know how to read them.
That's
block graphs fine. Block graphs are okay. But
What's a block graph?
Block graph. Bar graph. That's what it is.
Man.
Texter, do you have trouble coloring inside the lines too?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. I think if you color inside the lines, you're not creative. How about that? All right, last one on this. Thank you for clarifying the pool, Doran. And Crowley, thanks for asking. I always felt like a dumbass, so I just stayed quiet.
It's pretty easy, like, if you look at it, though. Like, I mean, it's just that's the two numbers you get, and they're the second number of the score. Right? I mean, that's it.
Now I know.
Yeah.
But I'm happy I asked. I've always been embarrassed to ask. And I think I've helped out a lot of people.
Have you ever played, remember we would play, what's that one game? The Immaculate
Grid, yeah.
Immaculate Grid?
That kind of tricks me up too.
Does it? Okay, so then that's basically the same structure of a block pool.
Yeah.
You know how you have the three teams up top?
Yeah.
And then the three things on the side, and it's like, which one matches the both of them? Like,
yeah.
That's a block pool.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I think I'm going to get in Austin's block pool.
How much is it?
I have no idea.
It's only worth it if you get a good payout. I've seen people win a lot of money just by
because it's dumb luck, pretty much, right?
It's a score, and you're like watching the score, and I mean, and you that last second field goal before half, say you have a halftime block pull, and you're like your numbers are hitting, and that just screws you.
If you have like a 1 and it's 18-16, and they kick a field goal, and now it's 21-16, so you got the 1, which means you win. I get it. You got me.
But you have to have the other number too. You have to have a 6 and a 1.
Well, crap.
So wait, is Austin doing a personal one? Because I know the fan hosting one too.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. Yeah, I think he's doing his own. Texter, you need help. Thank you. It's just that this is why I got into sports, because I didn't think there'd be math.
Yeah, and block Super Bowl block pulls have been around forever, and you're into sports, and you don't know how to do a block pull.
That's right.
Yeah.
Give us a ring. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.